What is good, y'all? It's your boy Biggie Smalls back at you after a damn near 6 month hiatus. All I can really say, man, is life's been crazy. The job front's been crazy. Just life in general, just having two kids and being married. And right now we're coming into wedding season for my wife, who's a wedding planner. I mean, life's picking up. Still dealing with some stuff within, I know I touched on it back in the beginning of this pod, where I seem to get into some funks and things become really difficult. Things that, I would typically enjoy aren't as much. I don't get as much enjoyment out of. I don't necessarily want to do. And, I'm trying to push myself out of that at the moment. So I'm really, like I said, I'm going to get back into this flow. I'm going to get back into some other things that I've been doing. Really, really push myself. Get myself back into a good routine. With that being said, I've been looking at the research. Looking at the numbers in the podcast and all that type of stuff. And seeing that the hour format isn't necessarily really working. I noticed a lot of you guys are tuning out around a half hour, so I'm gonna try and keep my podcasts down around that. But with that also being said, I think what I'm gonna do is switch it up. We're gonna do 2 half-hour podcasts. The way I'm going to try and do it from now on, the way I'm going to try and keep myself scheduled is to put out 2 half-hour podcasts every week. We'll see how that goes. I ain't promising anything, but that's currently my plan. And I kind of noticed that, my more editorial, I guess I would call them editorial. I'm not a journalist or anything, but my more research-based or editorial podcasts aren't necessarily the ones that are doing that well. So I think what I'm going to do is just try and get right back into, really try and get back into sneakers. But at the same time, I do enjoy telling those stories. I do enjoy passing along history. This podcast is going to be we're going to touch on Run-DMC and their relationship with Adidas and how they were, that's your first rapper clothing brand, sneaker brand, crossover right there. And so my vision right now, my plan for right now, is we're going to put out my first podcast that I put out in a week is going to be more just whatever I want to talk about. There's going to be times where it's not sneaker related. There's going to be times where I might talk to you about how I think everybody's freaking out about AEW and WWE still king, because this is my podcast, because this is my passion project, I'm going to talk about what I'm going to want to talk about. And like I said, there's going to be weeks where that's what I'm feeling, where I'm not necessarily feeling delving that much into the sneaker realm. Summer is usually a kind of downtime when it comes to that. I mean, everybody's got their classics that they're breaking out, white on white, uptowns, the old superstars. Jordan Brand has always traditionally launched their low top Air Jordan model towards the summer. You know, it's usually dropping in late April, early May. Those 33 lows are fire, absolute fire. I want to get my hands on a pair. But yeah, and so you know, kind of wanted to jump in, give you guys that heads up, let you guys know that this is the way we plan on, you know, I'm gonna make the plan to approach the future. I'm still hoping to be able to have, you know, guests like Noogie or J Money or, you know, my other friends that are sneakerheads on, and to really discuss things. You know, those are my two highest rated podcasts. That's where I think the success is, and you know, that's where I have the most fun with it too, is just like being able to chop it up, like, so with that in mind, and with that being said, if you guys have any questions, if you guys have any comments, concerns, critiques, criticism, advice, anything, hit me up on my social media. It's at Biggie S'mores. That's at @BIGGIE_SMORES. That's for my Snapchat, for my Instagram, for my Twitter. You can always send the old-fashioned way. You can send me an email. It's at BiggieSmores@gmail.com. But no hyphen. It's just at BIGGIESMORES@gmail.com. Like I said, man, you guys can hit me up there. Give me some advice. You know, whatever. Let me know. Feedback is always going to help. Like I said, I've been looking at the numbers and that, and the numbers are what's, you know, going to kind of cause me to make this change. So with that being said, let's just jump right into Run DMC. So what I really want to discuss with y'all is Run DMC, and their partnership with Adidas. Run DMC for me is a really, really big influence because of the fact that I kind of gravitated towards like that style of hip hop, because coming up, my mom and dad really did not like the swearing and kind of like gangster rap and this and that. So I had to listen to a lot of stuff that was more clean. And I've always, I mean, going back to being a child, my dad always would have a lot of like history shows on. He'd have a lot of, you know, my dad's always watching something involving the military, usually something with war, stuff like that. So for me, I've always kind of been into history, like, social studies was the only subject in school that I ever really like aced. It's always kind of intrigued me. So I guess like it kind of makes sense that when it comes to hip hop and that, like, when I was, you know, really trying to delve into it, like, I started with kind of sort of the beginning. I mean, I know Run DMC wasn't the first hip hop group, but they were the first to kind of bring a more modern feel to it. So I personally have a connection with DMC, and I don't necessarily know why, other than, you know, like, Jam Master Jay passed away October 30th, 2002. He was murdered. My old my oldest brother passed away October 30th, 2007, so 5 years after. And then also, if you guys remember, they had a VH1 Rock doc about Daryl McDaniels finding out that he was DMC Daryl McDaniels finding out that he was adopted. And he actually found his adopted mother on November 19th, 2005, which was actually my 15th birthday. And I've always liked, like I said, that kind of style, that, you know, rock guitar, drums, bass, all that on top, you know, kind of with the funky hip hop, you know. It's always been a sound that I've been very, very attracted to. I like the a lot of times it's the aggressiveness of it that I like. But anyway, I'm kind of getting sidetracked there. So Run DMC, we'll run a little bit about the background of Run DMC first, then we'll get into Adidas and that. So Run DMC, as most people know, is Rev Run, DMC, and Jam Master Jay. Joseph Simmons is Rev Run, Daryl McDaniels is DMC, Jason Mizell is Jam Master Jay. Run DMC kind of formed in 1981 in Hollis, Queens. And Run actually started performing before Run DMC. He was DJ Run, son of Curtis Blow, and he would perform with Curtis Blow at shows. And DMC actually started out as a DJ, but he was later convinced by Run to start rapping, and he went by the name EZD. Run and D met Jam Master Jay in Two Fifths Park in Hollis, Queens, where JMJ would DJ all the time. And they were... JMJ is kind of more where they got their style. Jay always wore, like, that top hat, kind of that leather vest, or I'm sorry, that leather blazer, kind of like, the way it's always described is that stick-up kid look. And that, you know, so Run and D started dressing like that too. They actually signed a record deal with Priority Records in 1983, and they released their first single, which was Sucker MC's /Crush Groove, Volume 1. In 83, they dropped their self-titled debut album in 84, which had songs such as Jam Master Jay, Hard Knocks, Rock Box, and actually Rock Box was the first hip-hop video that was ever played on MTV. The duo quickly rose to the top of hip-hop, and not only changed the sound and style from what groups prior to them were doing. I'm sorry, they not only changed the sound, but they changed the style of hip-hop from what groups prior to them were doing. Typically, you saw groups before Run DMC in, like, real flashy, like, leather chain, like, kind of a glam rock, I guess you'd say, kind of look. Whereas Run DMC kind of brought that street look to them, that stuff that, like, people were actually wearing in the streets. In 1985, they released their second album, which is The King of Rock. And their popularity just continued to soar. They were actually in the movie Crush Groove, which was very, very loosely based on Russell Simmons' life. Russell Simmons being Run's older brother and founder of Def Jam Records. In 86, was when they collaborated with Rick Rubin for the first time, and they released the album Raising Hell, which was their most successful album. That went double platinum. And it actually, that was the album that featured Walk This Way, which we all know was a mega smash. It proved that, you know, it proved that Run DMC was stars with their crossover ability. It brought, actually brought Aerosmith kind of back to relevance even. And the funny thing is, the story behind that goes that Rick Rubin actually had to convince them to do this song just as a straight cover, whereas like they wanted to, you know, do the typical sample it, make up their own thing. But Rubin convinced them to do it as a straight cover and bring on Steven Tyler and Joe Perry from Aerosmith. And like I said, it took off and made them the biggest act in music. So Walk This Way topped out at number 4 in the Billboard Hot 100. And like I said, it brought Aerosmith back into pop culture, modern day pop, well, I guess like then modern day pop culture. So My Adidas was the next single off of Raising Hell. And the story of My Adidas is there's two different stories, and I'm sure there's some truth in them both. I'm sure it's probably just like a mix of both. The first story goes that there was a doctor in Hollis, Queens, that was kind of putting out, pamphlets that were kind of anti-hip-hop, like anti that style. He didn't like the popular look of like the Kangol hats, like the gold chains, the unlaced Adidas that everybody was rocking. And claimed that it was like the look of drug dealers or felons, which is, I guess, partly true. I mean, when you would go to prison, they'd take shoelaces out of your shoes so you couldn't hurt yourself or anybody else. And these are made up like the pamphlets that was handing them out, and there eventually was a song called Felon Shoes, I believe, that he had released that, you know, kind of condemns all this. Well, in response, Run DMC had made My Adidas as kind of an homage to their, not only their love for the brand, but, you know, just kind of stepping up and defending the youth, defending that style. And one of the big things that is brought up in that song is that line, "I stepped on stage at Live Aid, all the people gave and the poor got paid." And, you know, that's kind of their response with that, of like, hey, like, we're out here doing good. Like, we just raised all this money for people in Africa. I guess not. We raised all this money and stuff, and you're just gonna ignore that. You're gonna sit here and continue to attack us. And so actually, My Adidas, caught the ear of some Adidas executives, and one actually flew across to New York and watched Run DMC perform at Madison Square Garden. And in this show, Run yells out to the crowd, "If you wear an Adidas take them off and put one in the air. And there's 40,000 kids in MSG holding up their Adidas sneakers, you know. And that that kind of clicked for this Adidas exec, and he's like, hey man, these guys are the reason why our sales continue to soar, especially on the East Coast of America, obviously. And he flies back to Germany, explains to his bosses who run DMCR and how they're responsible for the big boom in history, and that's how they end up getting their $1 million deal. Is there's an infamous video of them, Ryman and Rev, telling them that they want $1 million apiece, you know. The second story, which you can actually find on the documentary Just for Kicks, which I know I've mentioned before. I know I mentioned it in the Air Force One podcast. If you want to go back and listen to that, that one's dope too. But he tells the story of they were all just kind of hanging out one day. This guy runs up saying that Russ is talking crazy. Russ is hot. Russ is dusted. He's just talking crazy. And so they go over to, they head over and they find Russ. And Russell Simmons, of course. And Russ is high off angel dust. And he's telling him, man, you guys need to make a song about your Adidas. And how Adidas is the dopest shoes and all this and that. And so that's what Run and D ended up doing. They ended up making a song, My Adidas. Now, I'd be willing to bet that there is a lot, you know. Obviously, you know, the Dr. D's stuff is true. It's proven. I'm willing to bet that these stories, you know, kind of mixed a little bit. But yeah, Run DMC was the first rap group that had a collaboration with a sneaker brand. They had their own line. They had multiple different models, which were all very similar to models that were already out. And that, you know, they had their own shirts, they had their own tracksuits, their own hats. I mean, everything. And I mean, like, that's your first example of the power of hip hop and really kind of the staying power. Because also, you know, we're looking at 30 years later now, Adidas is still, you know, kind of feeding off that Run DMC stuff. It seems like every few years they end up putting out a superstar that's got some connection to Run DMC. So they really really paved the way for the things that were to come in the future, the things that we now know. Do you ever have Air Force One song by Nelly if you don't have Run DMC and My Adidas? You know, does Travis Scott ever end up getting a collab? Does Kanye West ever end up getting his own stuff? I mean, it's a crazy thing to think about. Anyway, that's just me being a little bit nostalgic, going back down memory lane, hitting you with that. I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you guys liked listening. Once again, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, criticism, critique, whatever it may be, hit me up on the social media. It's at Biggie S'mores, at @BIGGIE_SMORES. That's my Facebook, I'm sorry, that is my Snapchat, my Twitter, and my Instagram. Hit me up. Let me know. Also, shout out to the guys at Midwestern Gentlemen, as always. Go check them out. It's MidwesternGentleman.com. Great articles. These guys are going all over the Midwest. showing you what our life is really about. Like I said, shout out to them guys and everything that they do. Got nothing but love for y'all. And with that being said, I'll see you in a couple days with my second episode of the week.